Chapter 6 Sin caught Kat against him before she could reach Damian Gatopoulos and stab him through the heart.
Whoa, Kat!
As Damian jumped back in a way that was reminiscent of a pogo stick, his eyes widened. But he quickly caught his composure once he realized Sin wasn't going to let go of Kat and allow her to kill him.
He's a daemon, she snarled.
Damian gave her an indignant stare.
Yes, Sin said slowly, tightening his hold on her. And he's my casino manager.
Kat went limp against Sin as she looked up at his face. Total astonishment colored her pale features as she gaped at him. Even though her grip slackened on the knife, he still kept his hold on her wrist tight, lest she go after Damian again and ruin both their nights.
Excuse me?
She demanded.
He's my casino manager.
Her anger returned as she started struggling again. Even though it shouldn't, the friction of her body rubbing against Sin's set him on fire. It was hard to concentrate on anything other than how kissable her lips were, while her cheeks pinkened from her anger.
You have a daemon working for you?
Sin tilted his knee to keep her from colliding any more with his groin before he laughed at her rage.
A couple of them, actually.
Don't worry, Damian said, straightening his jacket with a slight tug at the lapels. I only eat humans who deserve it.
That really didn't help.
Kat screwed her face up in distaste as she turned from Damian to look again at Sin. And to think I was actually beginning to like you. I can't believe you tolerate a daemon to work for you. He didn't really expect her to understand, but he had no problem with Damian or any of the others who worked for him. They were men and women whose lives had been ruined because of a Greek god's anger. To him, they were kindred spirits. Apollo had cursed the Apollite race because some distant ancestor had killed the Greek god's mistress and child. While tragic, it should never have led to Apollo's cursing anyone born of their race to disintegrate at age 27. The god had also banned them from daylight and had forced them to live only on the blood of one another. It was harsh and unbecoming of a god who should have had more compassion for the race he'd created than turned his back on. Besides, what Damian said was true. Neither he nor any of the others who worked here preyed on the souls of decent humans. They only destroyed the souls of people who deserved to die. And the gods knew there were many humans in this world who needed annihilation, and it was only fitting they become victims of a noble predator. That, for once, fate handed to them a just sentence. Sin smiled at Kat.
Yeah? But he's incredibly honest. Since he took over, no one tries to cheat me anymore. If they do, he eats them.
She grimaced at Sin's words. Oh, you're both disgusting. Damian made a noise of deep aggravation.
You know, I really resent the fact that you judge me based on one unfortunate fact. Honestly, I'm not a bad guy.